The Warriors facing the Wizards in D.C. in a concerning scene early after Kevin Durant sustained a hyperextended left knee. In a collision on the floor, he left the game and did not return. Down 19 early, the Warriors would rally behind 25 points from Stephen Curry as Draymond Green dished out 14 assists to go with 14 points, and Klay Thompson added 16 points. But a close game slips away late as the Wizards take it 112-108 the final. Here's Coach Kerr in the postgame.
We'll know more tomorrow. Yeah, I mean, he went out. They said hyperextended knee when he went out, and he's getting tested. I think he's taking an MRI or something, and so we'll know more tomorrow.
What's the concern level right now in that situation?
Well, I mean, I'm always concerned about any injury because you never know how bad it's going to be. So we'll just wait and see and keep our fingers crossed.
How you guys responded after being down
19? It was a great response. It's a hell of a basketball game. Fans got their money's worth. It was great competition, and I liked how we came back after we were kind of thrown for a loop early on. We had to change all of our rotations, and I thought our guys, once we took that first blow, got back into the game, did a good job. We just couldn't close it.
Kevin is forced to miss any extended time.
Say that again?
If Kevin's forced to miss any extended time, what do you think you guys would do?
Oh, I don't know. We haven't even had a chance to think about it yet.
Would that potentially affect the Calderon situation? Or,
again,
know,
like I literally just, you know, coached the game and walked in, and, you know, I'm hearing from the training staff he's getting some imaging, and we just have to see what's going on.
Coach, how much? They go up two there with the free throws by Porter, but then coming down, I mean, Steph shoots from anywhere. But
yeah.
What was your plan there on the last shot?
Well, we wanted a high screen with a little bit of movement underneath it, and I'm going to have to look at the replay, but he had an open look. So it's a great shot. Any shot where Steph can get his feet set and get a good look at the rim, we'll take. He didn't knock it down, but it looked like we got a good look.
Obviously, you guys have had a little bit of success without Kevin. If he does have to miss a few games, how comfortable are you with the guys that are out there and the chemistry that you have?
Well, comfortable is the wrong word. You're never comfortable when you lose somebody who's one of the best players in the league. So, we'll see. We'll see what they say tomorrow. And again, I mean, we're walking off the floor and haven't even had a chance to take a deep breath. And now I'm talking to you guys. So we'll see what happens.
You and John exchange a few words.
No. It's just I didn't think it was a foul, and I just jumped up to argue the call, and he said something like, I haven't gotten a call all night or something, and I said, you're just wearing cheap shoes and you slipped or something. Made a joke and just making a stupid joke, and he laughed, and no, that was nothing.
And this road trip picks back up in Chicago on Thursday night as the Warriors face the Bulls before taking on the Knicks in New York and then the Hawks in Atlanta. In D.C., I'm Lawrence Scott.